and respect for different religions, notably the rights of the Baha'i. Thank you, Excellency. I would like to thank all delegations who have taken the floor to address the issue of violence, such as Australia, Austria, Germany, and Cyprus. Firstly, I wish to state that in government-controlled areas, there are no secret prisons, there are no torture facilities. The practice of torture simply doesn't exist. There is no targeting of certain ethnic or religious groups. There is no torture. Arrest in government-controlled areas is overseen by the competent courts. The judiciary oversees and inspects detention centres, which are under the government's control, as I already stated. Some have referred to supposed secret prisons and torture facilities. These do exist, but not in the areas under our control. We have received hundreds or even thousands of reports on this. We raised this issue during the Stockholm talks. We also referred to disappearances, hostages, and people under arrest without charges, and as well as secret centres. Nevertheless, the perpetrators of the coup deny this. Obviously, the negotiations are ongoing, but the perpetrators of the coup refuse to recognise that they are holding a large number of people in detention. The detainees in question, though, are under their control. Now, when it comes to fundamental freedoms, there are no problems for their respect in government-controlled areas because we do not have religious minorities. The problems occur in those areas which are controlled by the militias. The Baha'i suffer prosecution day after day because of their religion. This is something which occurs in the capital city, Sana'a, and other governorates under the militia's control. In Stockholm, the government delegation made a proposal that the Sana'a airport be reopened. The Sana'a airport would require would have to be very carefully inspected, along with all the aircraft which would take off from that airport. This is because we've received reports that such aircraft have been used for trafficking weapons and human beings. Thus, we recommend that the airport in Sana'a be reopened and that such inspections be conducted. Furthermore, we know that an international team with the necessary skills and expertise would be able to inspect aircraft taking off from Sana'a. We called for